You Bet Breakfast, Radio TAB.
Sunday afternoon out at the South Pine Sports Complex at Brendale. It is the Brisbane Lions in the AFLW taking on the Western Bulldogs. The Lions on the back of their terrific win last week against the reigning premiers, the Adelaide Crows, and their coach Craig Stasevich joins us. Morning to you, Craig.
Morning, boys.
Well done last week.
Thank you. It was a good start.
Well, it was a good start. There's probably no more daunting start than you have to take on the defending premiers away.
Yeah, well, we've played them three times now in how many games of footy have we played? Nine. Yeah. So it's a nice little rivalry that the two clubs have got in the short space of this competition.
As far as the team is concerned, Craig, heading into this campaign, a lot of the pundits from down south have been quick to put the felt pen through the Lions team. Probably a bit premature to do that. Do you think you might have sent a little bit of a message last week?
Yeah, hopefully, although we're not really that concerned with what comes out of the southern states in terms of our chances. If anything, it sort of motivates our group a bit, but... Mm-hmm. I think our team's, you know, always out to prove themselves. It's probably not the norm that a team from a non-southern state is doing well in the competition. But our players are pretty keen to, you know, let everyone know that AFL's alive and well in Brisbane.
Craig, not only the Lions Crows game last week, but just the first round of the competition overall. What were your thoughts on it?
I think I know what you're getting at here, boys.
Yeah.
I think I know the direction you're going.
Yeah, well...
There's been a little bit of a question mark over style of play in at least one of the games. And the league's asked us to have a look at how we set things up around stoppages and try to encourage a little bit more open play and a little bit more free-flowing footy. I think our team actually plays that style already, and we've certainly coached it and recruited for that. And the feedback I'm getting from within the club and outside the club, our supporters and so forth, is that we're actually a pretty good team to watch. So we're happy that we're heading down the right track. But I can very much see that the league's, you know, obviously got an eye on revenue and how to support this competition. And the players themselves want to be taken seriously and also want to be, you know, eventually become full-time athletes. So if the product needs to improve and be more watchable so that, you know, we get a little bit more media coverage or support from sponsors, then this is a little bit of pain that we're all going to have to swallow. And hopefully the product's better at the end of the day.
Yeah. Do you think the AFL had to take that stance, though, given from your observations of the standard of week one?
Personally, I think it's a little bit quick, but I absolutely understand why they're watching it so closely, because it's a significant investment by the league to run our competition, and as I said, we're only nine games in. They're well within their rights to ask us to have a look at a few things, but you've got to remember our players are 5 months with us and 7 months at community club level, where the default is to, you know, play some pretty basic footy at times. So to come back into our system with only a couple of months preparation and then put on a whiz-bang spectacle is probably asking a little bit too much.
Yes.
If it's anything like last year, the style of footy between round one and round seven was dramatically different. We played a game against Carlton in the final round last year where the Blues rattled on 4 goals in 5 minutes at the end of the game to draw with us, and we hadn't had 4 goals kicked against us in any other game that season. So scoring in that space of time was quite unusual, but you could see how it had evolved by the end of the year.
People have got to remember, it's competition, it's in its infancy as well. So the more football, as you say, Craig, that the girls get in them at this level, you know, 3-4 years down the track, this will all be forgotten.
You'd think so, but we started training on November the 21st.
Yeah.
There's some very strict rules in there about minimum wage and players' associations' involvement in terms of a club's access to the players. So therefore, you only get a very limited amount of time to actually do the work that's needed to put on the spectacle that the AFL are asking us to put on. So it's a, you know, very much a catch-22 with that one, that we can't have them for as often as we'd like or for as long as we'd like in preparation, and yet the outcome is intended to be high quality. So it's a tricky one at the moment. It's a real balancing act.
It is. I think everyone was probably a bit surprised, though, that the AFL would send out a memo to all the coaches and the club officials. And one of the things they said was that they want the sides to play a 5-6-5 formation at every centre bounce, and went as far as to saying that the umpires will refuse to begin play until that formation is in place. Were you surprised at the strength of that directive?
Not really. I mean, we discussed it the day before, so that's okay. That's probably the part of it that doesn't worry me as much, to be honest. But,
all right.
Whenever people talk about starting points for stoppages, it's essentially just that. It's go to that spot, umpire throws the ball up, run wherever you like after that. So it's, you know, that's not really, and we've explained it that way to our players too. It's only about when the game stops, how we set up, and then after that, go and let your instinct take over.
Okay.
Away from the tactics, it is a tactical type question. And how do you take on the Bulldogs this weekend? What are their strengths?
Oh, they were terrific last week. They've got some super midfielders. They've recruited really well with probably the two best young Victorians. And of course, they've got some of their stars back on the park after, particularly Katie Brennan, who missed most of last year with a foot injury. She's back out there and, a bit of a handful as well. So, yeah, very good in the middle. Got some really good young talent and got their forward line intact. So, going to be a real handful for us.
And they proved to be really good days too, just from a spectator point of view. Out at the South Pine Sports Complex, I know that desperate for a proper home, but it's a good home for now, and there's so much to do. Those that head along just to watch the footy will have a great day, but plenty for the families as well too, Craig. So it's always a terrific atmosphere there.
And admission free.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yep, that's the beauty of it. You can, show up and find a spot and not have to worry about paying to get in. But that venue is fantastic. A little bit limited in terms of size of crowd, but from a playing and coaching point of view, it's absolutely outstanding. It's a great setup, and the ground's in fantastic condition. The football that we played out there last year was high quality and nice and open, plenty of running footy. People would probably remember Kate McCarthy's 5-bounce goal last year, so that ground sort of lends itself to open and run and carry type football. So, it's a nice place to go on a Sunday afternoon.
Good on you, Craig. Thanks for being with us this morning. Well done with the opening week of the competition against Adelaide. Keep up a good form this week against the Dogs.
Thanks, guys.